You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today, we're opening our eyes to the essence of windows that do just about everything. The talented Tom Silva from This Old House is stopping by, and we can't wait to find out what's on his honey-do list at his old house. And just a fair warning for Stephen Colbert, you might want to put yourself on alert right now. This program may contain bear. It's all happening next on my Fix It Up Life.
For a no-hassles roof for your home, DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. I Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my Fixed Up wife, Teresa.
Oh, thank you, darling. I appreciate that.
You've done your hair nicely.
I did my hair a little differently today. And you know what? It's nice when a husband notices that kind of thing.
I did. I noticed. And then you told me. Then you told me what to think of it. And then you told me the history of it. And then I still like it.
Well, for all the husbands out there listening, you know what he's talking about as well. And, you know, I'm excited, too, because we are in our radio station here in Philadelphia.
I still can't get over it, by the way.
Yes.
And then it occurred to me that I can't get over that I'm a carpenter and I have a radio show and this is my life.
It is your life. And we're at AM 1340 WHAT. And we're also so excited that the folks at KRSN AM 1490 and WCTC AM 1450 and WCHE 1520 and also Blog Talk Radio, and people are listening on iTunes, WS Radio, and at myfixitoplife.com. And we love that.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely. The more people that get to share this story, we're fired up about.
Well, it's not just about sharing our story. It's also about sharing your story.
Yes, it is.
Because we like to hear what you're doing in your Fix It Up projects. And we, you know, we learn from you. And we hope that you learn a little bit from us so that when we do projects and, you know, we're raising families and we're trying to make our homes better.
Yeah, like she said, one-way street. Now, here, I will now tell you
that it makes it easier for everyone. It makes it easier for us. It makes it easier for you. So there's tips and tricks along the way that we can make it easier. And we shared some of those on the 10 show this week in Philadelphia.
We did. And on that show, I got to talk for 1 minute also.
Oh, Mark, you did not. We had a lovely time.
It was a good time. We were on there. We shared some tips on how to clean your shower head,
which is something that you probably don't think about too much, but it can really change your life. If you can have a good shower, it really does make your day better.
Well, and the other thing is the sanity level, because we get these hard water, mineral deposit kind of things. There's no amount of scrubbing that can clean it. And it's not because your bathroom's dirty. It's just because of what's in the water.
Yes, so what's in the water. And you actually have to soak your shower head about 8 hours in a 50-50 vinegar water solution, and it should get a lot of that off, too.
Yeah, and you can do that with your sink aerator. You can do it with other plumbing fixtures, those kinds of things.
And be careful, too. If you do soak it and there's still stuff on your shower head or on your faucet head and you're soaking it, that just use a toothbrush, because you don't want to really scrub it, because you don't want to tarnish your or like ruin your finish of your beautiful faucet or shower head.
Right. And also, in the land of the perpetually unfinished project and changing of the plan, you know, Arlington National Cemetery, thank you for your service, has the changing of the guard.
Yeah.
We have the changing of the plan.
What do you mean?
Our mudroom closets became cabinets.
They did become cabinets. We were going to do a couple of closets, and it's still the same general layout, but I decided that the cabinets would actually provide better function for us in the long run. So I'm pretty psyched about that.
Yeah, and they will, from the carpentry standpoint, they will look better. Well, that's a design, but from the trim details and stuff, they're really going to make it happen.
I'm excited. And I'm also excited for today's show, too. We're going to be sharing an interview that we did with Tom Silva live and in person.
Guy's great.
He is so fantastic. Yeah. From This Old House, you know who he is. He's a general contractor on that show. And we're also sharing an interview we did...
Yes, from Milgard Windows.
Yes.
At the International Builder Show.
Exactly. Learning about some new products from those guys, which are awesome. You have to check it out.
They were just crazy enough to invite us into their booth.
And we're going to be announcing a new free stuff giveaway at the end of the show, which I can't wait to talk about.
Well, can we say at least what it is right now?
Let's say what the dollar value is, and then just, you know, like, you know, pique everyone's interest.
I don't think that's going to work. Why don't
we
just say what it is?
It's a $700 value prize.
Giveaway. I'm saying it.
Okay, go ahead.
From Hyde Tools.
All right.
And you will get everything from drywall knives and paint scrapers to a pressure washer.
A pressure washer and like a really cool nozzle to go with it,
yes,
too.
Yes. Yeah, like it's going to make your life better.
It'll make your life in spring cleaning. Perfect time of the year for all of these things.
I don't spring clean. I don't winter clean. I don't clean.
Well, that's good because we have to take a break anyway.
Which we will do now and see you later with more My Fix It Up Live. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. That's it. Just let him keep singing.
I know, Tim Williams. We're such big fans, and I love this song, not because it's called My Fix It Up Life, but because it's a beautiful song.
He could be counting to 12.
He could be counting to 12.
In this sort of setup.
And we're excited, too, because we're actually going to go hear him play this song live. Tonight
at, what is it, Steel City Coffee House?
We are, yeah. If you live in the Philadelphia area, you want to go check it out. It's in Phoenixville tonight. And he's going to be playing with his full band.
The Delicate Few.
The Delicate Few.
I hope I don't break them.
You won't break them. Well, we're in a segment called Fix It Up Finds, and we've already found Tim. But what else can we find, darling?
I don't know. Can we just keep listening to that song?
No, I want to know what your fixed
finds
are.
Well, it's also easier than working.
It is easier to work than to listen to music than to work, but this isn't work. This is fun.
It is fun. We love this segment of the show, and, you know, we do have a list here, so I'm going to say you go first because you're first on the list.
Oh, well, I was going to offer for you to go first this week, darling. You're not going to take it?
No.
Okay, I will take it. Well, the first thing I want to talk about in Fix It Up Finds has to do with the segment that we did on NBC 10 this week.
Yes.
We did. We were just talking about that we were talking about cleaning shower heads and everything like that. And I was very excited to find out from Delta this awesome new shower head. I don't even know if it's really that new, but it's new to me. And it might be new to you, too. It's called the Addison Rain Can Shower Head.
This has fascinated you all week.
It has fascinated
it really
me all
is.
Week.
You it's don't like even a, want to know about the conversations we have in our house.
It's like, it's only cost $70. Now think about like $70 and what you can get for $70 out in the world. And what this offers you, it's a WaterSense shower head. So if you know about WaterSense program from the EPA, you go to epa.gov/WaterSense, right? To find out more information about it. And it's kind of like the plumbing version of Energy Star.
Right.
So it'll save you money. You know, you have to get, all the products have to go through review and everything to make sure that they can have the stamp of approval on the packaging. And the Addison Rain Can shower head, it actually has water droplets that they say are bigger, so they retain heat better.
Fascinating.
First of all, that's pretty cool. And that they deliver 1.5 gallons of water per minute. That actually makes it feel like you're getting what you would normally get from a 2.5 gallon per minute shower. experience. Right,
which I think is the average right now.
Which is what you expect, you know, when you go into the shower. But the water droplets are bigger, so it makes you feel like the same kind of shower experience. And you get 36% decrease in your water usage.
And a lot of people here in the Northeast, where we are, where it rains about every 12 seconds this year, are thinking, yeah, big deal, whatever. But for our fans listening on the West Coast and the western part of the country, they know at the outset that this is a huge deal. They have real water problems out
there. It is a big deal. And, you know, just to visualize it, too, you can go to deltafaucet.com and check it out. And it's a 6-inch shower head, too. So it's a big thing.
Yeah, it's nice.
Big. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. So tell me about one of your Fix It Up finds, Mark.
Well, it starts with a phone call.
Okay.
We got the phone call, hey, I need a new roof.
Ooh, I love those phone calls.
Yeah, we got the phone call. I have an old house. I'm remodeling the whole thing.
Yes.
You know, and I love this story, of course.
Of course.
And the homeowner is doing a lot of the projects himself, but roofing is not something he wants to deal with ever again.
Well, I can imagine why.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, is it possible for you to be making this up? Or, and he said, no. It's like, I want to put on a new roof and I don't want to deal with it anymore. Because
okay.
I got enough to do inside.
Okay. So what's the Fix It Up find?
Well, the Fix It Up find, of course, is my answer to this homeowner's question.
Okay.
Which is DaVinci Roofscape's Belaforte tiles.
Okay.
Okay. This is a 12-inch tile, and it comes in basically any color or any blend of colors, even though DaVinci has a standard set of colors, about a dozen of them.
Yes. Yeah. I'm very familiar with DaVinci Roofscapes because we have that on our house, but not this particular product, so I don't really know that much about it.
Well, the deal with this particular product,
okay,
in addition to the color choice, and I have to point out that the guy's house is like 150 years old, so
okay,
it's got some stately lines, and it needs to look good.
Okay.
And so we've got the color choice, and of course, they're slate tiles.
Okay.
They're polymer slate tiles, so they got all the fire resistance. And one of the things that I really like is that they pass the Miami-Dade building code.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Thank you, Hurricane Andrew, for those that remember that. That gave the Miami area, the result of that was a huge beef up in their building code, and lots of products don't pass it.
Okay.
This does.
Okay.
So durability, fire resistance,
now
beauty, because it's a slate. It's not a shake profile. It's a slate profile.
But what's different about it than the one that we picked for our house?
It's an installation detail.
Okay.
And it'd be easier to show than tell, but there's literally a tab A, slot B.
Oh.
So they self-align. There's a gutter in between, for lack of a better word. And so it is a very tight, very sealed system that's going to block water penetration, of course, and it's going to really inhibit air penetration because it's all overlapped and interlocked. And because this homeowner has some other remodeling issues, he's not just doing the roof, it's way more budget friendly than our roof.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and there's one more thing about the color.
Well, budget friendly, how come we didn't consider this for our roof?
It was just brand new at the time, and I think they only were making it in one color.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and you can find out more at DaVinciRoofscapes.com.
You can find out more.
Okay. Well, I have another Fix It Up find I want to share with you, and it's going to get you off of the roof and into the craft store.
Oh. Nothing better.
So put your feet up for a second.
Super macho to super I'm going to doze off.
Now, my girlfriend just turned me on to this yarn, okay, from redheart.com.
JT.
Now, the thing about this yarn,
JT.
And I like to, and for everyone who knows me, I like to knit and crochet and everything.
You made me a wonderful scarf.
Yes. And I stick mostly with scarves these days because they're easier for me to implement. Like, I've made sweaters before.
Implement. My wife implements a scarf.
Did you wear the scarf?
He does.
I did. I wear it in the winter.
He wears it.
He
does.
Yeah.
But redheart.com, they actually have yarn that's made out of 55% bamboo.
I love bamboo yarn.
Yes. And they also have yarn that they call the Eco Cotton Blend that is made from remnants of t-shirts. Can you believe that?
I've got remnants of t-shirts in my drawer.
They recycle old t-shirts and then they make yarn out of it. And they have yarn that they use that's 30% recycled polyester called EcoWays.
Oh, I like it.
It's made from plastic that's found in soda and water bottles, and that's the yarn that I ordered from redheart.com because I am super psyched. Like, I spend usually like the summertime, you know, knitting. For some reason, it always ends up being the summertime. Maybe the days are longer, and I feel like I have more time in my life.
The days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine, and we're going to take a break.
All right.
We'll see you with more My Fix It Up Live.
Looking back at me, it might be not a conversation piece. It might be.
Supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, inside the Milgard booth, inside the Orlando / Orange County Convention Center, inside the / International Builders Show. I can keep going.
You're inside your clothes. And everyone is very happy about that at the International Builders Show,
probably,
I have to say.
Probably none more than me.
Or your mother.
Or my mommy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. Good segue.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Well, I'm pretty excited because I heard that there's a window here that can do everything. Well, pretty much everything.
Well, one of the cool things about doing a live appearance like we're doing here in the Milgard Doors and Windows booth, I want to make sure I get the nomenclature just right.
Windows and doors.
Windows and doors. I'm reading it. I get it wrong.
Windows come before doors here.
We're over here. We get to chat sometimes with our guests beforehand, and I've been chatting with Jason McCook, who's standing here waiting.
Who's like twice as big as you.
Yeah, he's like 9 feet tall.
He is, really is.
He got B-listed by Tom Silva. Graciously waited for Tom.
Yeah.
Who's on a schedule. So we got to chat a little bit ahead of time. So when I ask a question like, tell me about Milgard Milgard windows and doors that I'm reading off his shirt, it's not a lame question because we talked and he's got a good answer to that.
Really? Can we actually invite him onto the show and ask him the question?
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason McCook
from Milgard.
How you doing?
Good, good.
We're doing fantastic. I think Mark needs to have a little less coffee.
or more.
And I'm not that big.
He's huge. That's why he's in the one of the largest trade shows in, like, you know, the world right now.
Just for the record.
What?
Normal good-looking guy. We're joking around. Can we talk about the windows and doors?
Who's a normal good-looking guy?
It's not me.
All right.
It's not me.
But we're excited because I want to know about this, the window that's new that can pretty much do everything.
So the window that we're really showcasing here today is Essence, and it's a unique product design because it's kind of a hybrid, right, where we've taken the two most important components in a window, which is wood, put that to the interior so you get some of the warmth and the beauty that you expect, but then you get the durability and the stability of fiberglass on the exterior. So no maintenance. It's kind of a hybrid because we joined those two components together.
I love hybrids.
Yeah. Is it a cap? Is the fiberglass capped over? Is it fused? Is it melted on? Is it shot out of a sprayer?
Well, it's a pultruded fiberglass lineal, so it's actually almost like a complete window, and we use something called a sash binder to join the interior wood piece to the exterior fiberglass piece, and then that kind of becomes one whole window.
Does it effectively make it a single piece?
It does, yeah. Yeah, it does. It kind of joins the two together and makes it a one-piece system.
And why fiberglass?
Well, you know, when you look at different components that are out there, you've got vinyl and aluminum, and there's a lot of components out there that do a lot of good things. Fiberglass really is the best product that you can get to with an affordable price point. So you don't have to maintain it. You don't have to paint it or sand it or stain it or anything. And we offer it in over 15 different colors on this product. So.
15 different colors?
That's Teresa's area.
Now,
I'm not even allowed to talk
about it.
Are the
colors that are behind us right now?
They are. Right, they're right there.
Gorgeous. There's everything. There's pea pods, ferns. Harmonious, I would say. And what about Energy Star? Okay, because everyone talks about windows and wants to be energy efficient. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, Energy Star is something that's extremely important, especially at the end of last year when we had the federal tax credit to promote those types of savings. And so when we designed and engineered this product, we made sure that it met or exceeded Energy Star requirements without having to make any additional upgrades or really pay for some special type of glass or, you know, some rocket science type technology.
So that seems unusual.
It is in some cases because we wanted to make the buying decision process easy for the homeowner so that you don't have to put together and add all these different components into it. You can just say, I want Essence. They know that Essence is Energy Star qualified. And that's the end of the discussion. So it's a simple, easy decision-making process.
Now, if somebody's listening and they're like, I have to get these windows for my house, where do they go?
You know, we've got, they can go to Milgard.com, and there's a dealer locator in there. And so we sell windows all across the United States, Canada, Mexico, and also out to the Pacific Rim.
Wow. So if we're in Tahiti, for example, you know what? I want to do a window job.
You're going to try to get a window job in Tahiti just so we go to Tahiti.
Any chance you got a window project going on in Tahiti, say, in February?
You know, if I get to go, I will find the project that's going on in Tahiti.
That would be fantastic.
Now, for Milgard Windows and Doors, new construction, replacement, both?
Yeah, we offer both, and we've got about four or five really different core products that we offer to replacement consumers and also into the new home construction market. And, you know, for Milgard, we started out as a small company in the Pacific Northwest, and we've really now grown and expanded, but our two key fundamental things that we try and focus on are really quality and customer service. You mentioned glass breakage earlier. That's the type of thing that's really important to us, is standing behind our product. It's the service after the sale's complete, and that's really where we can distance ourselves from working.
You know, that was a very polite way of saying Mark was talking about breakage earlier.
Yeah, don't worry. I still have a brick around here somewhere. We'll talk about it more after.
Now, for all the convenience and everything that you're talking about, buying, you know, all the different colors, what about price?
affordability is something that's important nowadays. And I think, you know, something that's really interesting is as I interact with end users a lot, people talk about words like sacrifice and compromise nowadays. And
I don't like doing those things.
Nobody
does. I can't tell you. I don't like to sacrifice or compromise.
And I'll just tell you right now, I wasn't listening to what you said.
So it's as we got that feedback, as we developed Essence, it became extremely important that we made sure that our consumers didn't have to sacrifice or make compromises. And so we've been able to achieve our goal with a product that's energy efficient, it's low maintenance, beautiful, gives you a lot of different options, but it's at an affordable price point. So in most cases, it's more competitively priced than any of the other wood windows on the market.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. What is the wood species that the interior sides are made of?
Well, we can offer, we offer a Doug fir, and then we also offer a pine, and then we offer a pre-primed version of the pine. So if you want to paint the windows as opposed to staining them,
right,
you get a pre-prime.
Now, paint. I hear there's something going on with Behr, with the paint, with the color of the windows.
We did. So, you know, the interesting thing is that a lot of people, you know, with Essence, it's not just something where we, you know, sprayed on some paint or painted it onto the exterior of the window. It's an extremely unique powder coat technology. And so we powder coat the exterior of the windows, and that's what makes sure it's, you know, it's not going to rust or chip or peel or fade down the road.
Wow. Yeah, and powder coating, sure, it's painting, but it's not really painting. It's more of a baked-on factory finish. Is it Mike describing that kind of properly?
That's correct, yeah.
It's a lot more, significantly more durable than any kind of paint you can buy.
Yes.
But they teamed up with Behr to do it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct, yeah. We work with one of our sister companies. We're a vertically integrated company within Milgard, but Behr's one of our sister companies, and so we were able to use all of the paint technology and the resources they had available to develop this technology so we could test it under the most extreme situations and
right,
really make sure that it's
Is that where all the colors come from? Is it from the Behr spectrum?
You know, I don't believe so. These colors were specifically designed by Milgard.
Okay.
And the nice thing is that they flow throughout the rest of our product line. So you'll be able to get some matching colors in our premium painted vinyl windows or our vinyl swinging doors. So you can match.
That is so key, because being able to match your windows and doors and everything.
I have about 80 more questions for you. Hopefully, I'm serious.
That's
I'm getting excited.
The lightning round happens after our interview. Mark's going to do a lightning round and check down.
I'm looking at a beautiful door behind my beautiful wife. Can you even imagine it? And there's giant transom over it. Fabulous. But the question I have coming from the remodeling side of things is one of the challenges remodelers face, a lot, even new construction, is egress windows for basement bedrooms and those kinds of things, whether a retrofit or whether you're just building it around the foundation. Planning them are a headache. Can Milgard help with that, at least from a takeoff standpoint?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the unique thing about Milgard is that we want to be involved in the process with the homeowner really from day one. From the time that Mrs. Jones says, I want to put some new windows in my house, we want to meet that person. We want to work with their builder, work with their architect, all the way through the entire process. So when it comes to things like Energy Star or egress, as you mentioned, we can be a part of that and help them find solutions.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Well, all right. I guess I only get one, not 80, because we have to take a break.
We do have to take a break, and you can go check out Milgard.com for more information, and we will see you next time.
On My Fix It Up Live.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family, designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life.
Visit Free Stuff on MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Back inside My Fix It Up Life. We're here at the International Builders Show in Orlando, Florida. My wife is here, who was here 1 minute ago.
And I'm smiling at you because it's just so nice that you remember where we are.
Yeah, and actually, I have to, and I got to, we're joined by Tom Silva. He's already laughing at me because he knows I had to think about it.
I know the feeling. Believe me, I know the feeling. Where am I today?
Yeah, I'm in Orlando more. Boston Angeles. So.
Yeah, Boston Angeles, yeah. You get confused and there's one hotel room after another. You don't know where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're very excited to talk to you this morning.
Well, thank you.
Out of your busy schedule for us.
It's great to be here again.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Yeah, yeah. You're looking good.
Thank you.
Still working out? You can tell I'm working out now, right?
That's without a doubt.
Yeah.
Tom grew about 8 inches since the last time.
Yeah, all right. I didn't need that. Yeah, my belt is definitely bigger. Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, insert open mouth, insert foot.
Well,
there you go.
The last time we
nice got to see you, Tom.
Yeah,
thanks.
Nice,
on the
nice
show.
To be here. Go ahead. Glad I'm going to run now.
Literally. So, the last time we talked with you, you were talking about all the things that you were doing at your house.
Oh, my God.
And it made our heads spin around.
Yeah.
And thinking about it, whenever we're, you know, bogged down at our house and our projects and everything, we always say, well, remember Tom Silva's honey-do list at home and all the things that he's done at his house? It makes us feel a little more calm.
Yeah, the 30-year-old starter house, is that what it was?
Well, it's a 150-year-old starter home. I had it for lived in it for now 35 years, and I just hopefully completed my last renovation. It was a major one. I basically stripped all the siding off, took all the insulation out, put new windows in, put foam in, I put new siding on, I put new trim on, I put a new roof on, I put photovoltaics on, I put a dormer on, I put radiant heat in, and new bathroom, floating floors, new heat system.
I'm going to take a nap. When I wake up,
so
I'm
done.
Done the list.
I'm done.
So how long did that take you?
About 3.5 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We're not moving that fast.
We don't move that fast.
Well, you know what? I just bring my crew in, and I just drive the old wagon.
There you go.
Push them along.
There's photovoltaics.
Photovoltaics, yeah.
So how did you decide to do that in your house?
Well, we've done photovoltaics on a few of our projects, and the incentives were pretty good for the government and the state. And so, you know, basically I got photovoltaics put on the roof of my house, which is going to pay for about, a sixth of my electricity because I didn't want to cover the whole roof with it. And I got it for basically a little over $10,000, which is more than half of what the value was. because of the taxes.
Because of the taxes.
Wow. And, you know, I just wanted to be part of the system. You know, whatever I can do to save, I want to save. Then I put radiant heat in. It's easier to heat my house.
How is that working, the radiant heat?
My wife fought me on it, she said, because I have a neighbor that years ago put radiant heat in the house, and I kept telling Mike when I put it in, I said, you've got to get it adjusted, because his wife kept complaining about the house being too hot. And I said, you never had them come back and adjust it, tune it, because we put radiant heat in houses all the time.
Right.
And my wife fought me on it. She said, oh, Mike and Marsha have had nothing but problems. I said, Mike never doesn't want to get it adjusted. Well, we have it in our house now, and my wife loves it.
You know how much I love that you fought with your wife about that, and that you have so much experience putting it in
your
houses.
She never
and she says, you know, Tom Sylvia, you don't know what you're talking about.
She never listens.
Yeah, so you're talking to me like you've done this before.
Yeah, so I just did it anyway. It's great stuff.
Now, do you have people knocking on your door saying, hey, you know, I'm putting in a mailbox. Can I borrow a shovel? And then can you do it for me?
We have people knocking on our door with Ask This Old House and Ask This Old House, but for me, my neighbors don't come and knock on my door.
Okay.
Is that because of something that's happened in the past, or because they just privacy?
No, I think they give me privacy. They respect it. I mean, I've gone and helped my neighbors. I went over the other, about a year and a half ago, I know, across the street to one of my neighbors. He was putting a beam in his basement, and he came over and asked me a couple of questions. I said, well, let's go over. I'll give you a hand. So I helped him put a beam in his basement to take out a lally call.
But you can just take those out, by the way.
You'd knock them right out.
Just,
you know, if you just stay out of the way, that's not going to be a problem.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is a famous DIYer mistake.
I went into a guy's house years ago when I was working for my dad. We went into a house, and the guy took the wall between the kitchen and the dining room down because he wanted to open it up.
Sure.
And he couldn't understand why the ceiling was sagging 4 inches. 4 inches right across my back.
And the joists were just nailed
there. Oh, yeah, they were nailed right there. It was 2 bedrooms upstairs.
Sure.
Yeah. So if you rolled out of bed, you would have rolled to the middle of the room.
Oh, my goodness.
How were his doors closing in there?
They weren't.
Yeah, right.
They weren't. No. So we spent the day fixing that.
So here's a question for you. We watch you on This Old House. We watch you on the Ask This Old House.
Yes.
Seeing you do everything from rough framing to retrofitting a timber frame to routing housed stringers in a stair.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one thing or another in the carpentry realm that is a little more challenging for you than another, or are you really that awesome?
Awesome, I don't think. No, I don't think awesome. You know,
jealousy asked that.
When I was young, I'm gonna go above the question a little bit. When I was young and started in the business with my dad, I actually grew up in the business. I grew up in a house that was built in the 1700s. My dad bought the house from his mother-in-law, my grandmother. And I learned my trade as a very young kid because my dad was working on the house at evenings and on weekends, and there was always something to do. So I learned every aspect of the trade from about when I was 5 years old till now. I'm very old. But I've never wanted to do anything else. So when we were younger, and I was working for my dad when I was in junior high school and high school and so on down the line, you basically did every aspect of the job. You didn't have siding guys. You didn't have roofing guys. You didn't have plasterers. You did it all. And so for many years, we dug trenches, we loved stones, we laid brick, we plastered, we insulated, we did this. So I grew up as multitasking everything.
Wow.
And so it's, I think that's allowed me to get through Ask pretty easy. If someone has a question, I know how to answer because I've done it.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
There's no faking. You can't fake it.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems like it,
Pretty hard to fake it. I try.
So with being so concerned with the building industry and everything, you know, we took a 24-hour vacation over the summer.
24 hours?
24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
At once?
At once.
Yeah, they were all in a row.
Yeah. And we found ourselves within 4 hours, we were walking by a job site, and we started breaking down what was happening there and talking with. Can you let go and go on vacation?
I never took a vacation until probably 5 or 6 years ago. I started taking a vacation. I took a vacation once in 1986. I took a vacation for a week and a half.
This isn't good.
That's like a magazine headline.
Well, we took my first trip. I took my kids and we went down to, I drove to Florida and down to Disneyland. I was crazy the whole time. I had a good time, but I couldn't wait to get back to work. And then about four or five years ago, I started taking vacation. I take March. This last year, I took so.
Wow.
Yeah.
We keep fantasizing about vacations.
Yeah, it's become theoretical for us at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's theoretical for me.
Yeah. Nights and weekends. Yeah.
My vacation was Sunday morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
That is really good.
So what were you working on before you came down to the show? Can you spill the beans on that, or is that
the day before I left, I did an ask remote where I basically showed a homeowner. I actually did the project with Kevin and I. We basically had a basement. People wanted a playroom for the kids. Now, the walls were plastered, but the basement floor was cold, and it was hard, and they wanted to basically soften the blow so the kids could play on it. So we went in and we put an underlayment over the floor instead of a floating floor, and basically we used a product that was called Homasote. And Homasote is a great insulator. It's very hard. It's very tough. 4x4 sheets. It's curved underneath. We glued it to the floor, and then we laid these carpet tiles over it. And it was a great project.
Love carpet tiles.
Yeah, and you can make all kinds of designs and stripes, and you can put them diagonal. You can do all kinds of great stuff with it. It's a recycled product, and it's not cheap.
Did you do like a checkerboard?
We did do a checkerboard. Because we started laying it, I said, yeah, let's lay this in a checkerboard. So that's what we did. I was going to do diagonal, because one of the things that you got to be aware of is when you lay in the carpet tiles, they're like 19.2 because it's a metric. But you got to watch out that you don't line up any of the edges of the tile with the subfloor, because you don't want the seams to match up. So it took a little bit of finagling. We had to lay it all out one direction, another direction, and slide it here and slide it there. We couldn't just take the two center points, square off of that, and work it out.
Right.
So it took about a half an hour to lay it all out.
And then did you do it such that carpet tiles on one side and the other side, left, right, top, bottom, were the same width?
Well, that would be if you take your center lines off the middle of the room,
yeah,
and then you adjust your tile. So you either put the edge of your tile on those chalk lines,
right,
or if they're not even on the other end, and let's say you end up with a 1-inch piece, then you take the tile and you center the tiles on the chalk line, and that gives you a bigger or a smaller piece around the
right
side. But what we had to do, this room was so irregular and so out of square.
Huh.
It was an old house. But I had to take a focal point of the room, which was the fireplace, and I took a parallel off the front of the fireplace, so I had a nice, even tile there. I didn't want to have a crooked tile. Plus, in a situation where you have a room like that, I find that the best thing, or sometimes the easiest thing to do, is lay the whole room diagonal. And then you don't see the artist square or awareness of the room.
Well,
a really good tip for Tom, though.
Here we find ourselves in a situation where Tom's got to go, we've got to go, and we want you to stay. Can someone bring in lunch?
That's not vacation.
Yeah, bring in lunch. I can stay. This is a lot easier.
Well, we will see you with more from the International Builders Show on My Fix It Up Live.
Great to be here, guys.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
I've been wasting time.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And we aren't wasting time.
We aren't. We're having a wonderful show.
We are, and we're not wasting time at all in announcing our new free stuff giveaway.
No, we're not. And this is a great one.
I'm excited about it because it's $700 worth of awesome tools.
Yes, it is. And they're tools that you're going to use.
They are tools that you're going to use because, you know, there's everything in this prize pack. And it's from Hyde Tools. And if you go to our website, myfixituplife.com, click on free stuff, totally check it out, and you can enter to win right now.
It will take, myfixituplife.com, free stuff will take you there.
Yes, all you have to do to enter to win is share why you want to win.
Yes.
And that's it. And then starting April 15th, have all of your friends vote for you.
That's right.
And whoever gets the most votes wins. Awesome, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the tools?
Of course I do. That's why I'm giving you this canned answer. That's right.
I want to talk about how awesome the free stuff contest is, and you want to talk about the awesome tool.
Well, the contest is awesome.
It is awesome.
But I think it's also sort of self-evident. Go there, do the stuff you need to do, win the stuff.
Okay.
So what you do is then you open the link to your computer.
Not everybody will know how to actually find the
first of all, you need a computer to go online.
Seriously?
What it is...
What's the prize pack of Hyde Tools?
The two big ones are Hyde's pivot nozzle wand for pressure washer.
Yes.
Now, if you've ever pressure washed anything, you know that it's just all pressure washer nozzles are just a straight shaft.
Yes.
And then if you need to get it somewhere weird, like the outside of your deck rail, you have to go outside the deck rail and shoot at it directly.
Yeah.
So that means getting up on a ladder sometimes if you're doing siding or around windows. Same thing. You've got to get basically so you can shoot directly at it.
But
with the pivot nozzle wand, and I've pressure washed a lot of decks.
Yes.
So this is coming from the editorial side.
From the contractor side.
You can, the contractor side, whatever it is. Like, I mean it when I say that if I could change the direction of the water flow so that I can just lean over the deck, for example,
or and like get
pressure
like,
wash the side of it.
Like the strong arm guy, you know, that guy from our childhood that you like, you know, stretch Armstrong. You're going to have stretch Armstrong arms to be able to reach around and pressure wash and not have to get down from the deck.
That's horrifying on a lot of levels.
It is, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's
But you also get a pressure.
Stretch Armstrong could never do anything. He was rubber.
He was rubber, but if you had
can't
stretch,
do anything. Not like the guy that I look like, Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Somebody told me I looked like an emaciated Hugh Jackman.
You do look like a thin.
So all I heard
Hugh
was
Jackman.
Wolverine, and then I taped a couple of dining forks to my wrist, started slashing at stuff.
Run through real quick the rest of the high tools.
I'm stuck on Wolverine.
You actually get a pressure washer too.
You get a pressure washer too, mm-hmm. So you get a 1500 psi Karcher electric pressure washer. So they're throwing that in with the nozzle and the wand. You also get, for interior stuff, dust-free drywall vacuum sander, which will make sanding drywall significantly cleaner.
Yes.
Contour scraper, a bunch of drywall knives.
Yes.
The new Wet and Set drywall and plaster repair product.
Which is awesome. We talked about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So you're just going to get a mountain of stuff that not only can you use for spring cleanup, you can use anywhere and all through the year.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a very exciting to go to free stuff at myfixituplife.com. And you know what? We have another awesome giveaway we're doing right now, too, which is the Real Wood Real Fun playset from My Fix It Up Life.
Why don't you describe how to enter that one?
That also includes how many Rockwell tools?
$2,000 worth of tools. 16 or 18?
16. You get two Rockwell jaw horses.
Two jaw horses, two impact drivers.
Yes.
A lithium sonocrafter.
You get... You know, basically everything that you would possibly want in the world of tools.
Again, so you'll win this playset.
There's a miter saw, too, in there.
Miter saw, two jaw horses, two impact drivers.
And you get...
A sanding station for inside your shop, a belt and disc sander station.
Seriously?
Thing's awesome.
It's like the most awesome prize ever, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Between the high tools giveaway and this giveaway, awesome.
By the time you put this playset up in your yard, now newly described as the Tajma playset.
Oh, from our friend Tool Snob, Doug Mahoney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tajma playset. And we're building it right now.
We are. We're building it in our backyard right now.
It's beautiful.
Because what you do when you win the prize is that you get it all pre-cut, pre-drilled, pre-everything in modular pieces. So it'll be easy to put together, too, in your backyard.
Yes.
So we're actually building it right now.
We're building that one right now.
And it is so awesome. It's so awesome that our kids have liked playing in it already, and it's not even half done yet. Like, even just the hole we dug for the towers.
Yeah.
They've spent hours in them
just
already
walking
playing
around, doing little trails,
throwing rocks, the whole nine yards,
the whole thing,
incredible.
There's two towers to this thing, and we've done the first one, and that mimics the pergola that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a pergola, you don't need it. It looks good.
It really does look good. And it's kind of, you think about play sets, and they can make your yard not look very grown up, you know, not very refined.
This is a castle.
This will make you feel like a grown up, even with a playset in the backyard.
And if you're like a fitness person or whatever, we're gonna dial in a couple like fitness and wellness things.
We've designed them into the whole thing, and because my husband he goes to the playground with our kids, and he actually does a whole PT workout at the playset. He's the guy who jumped, like when the kids are swinging on the swings, he like jumps up in the air, holds on to the swing set bar, and swings with his body while they're swinging next to him. Like, it's insane. But you don't have to be able to do all that kind of acrobatics to enjoy this. I'm just saying, it's been in, like, all of the little things that we've added have been inspired by an expert in that field.
We're going to put in a pull-up bar, but you don't have to do pull-ups. My lovely wife has told me, it feels good just to hang from it by your hands.
It does, and I use a pull-up bar not to pull up because I'm not quite that strong to pull up my own body weight, but I do it to lift my legs, to do stomach crunches and stuff like that, and to stretch out my back, too.
Well, I'm also going to weave in what I'm calling an ab bar. So that you can use the back.
Is that like a swim-up bar?
So that you can use the you don't have to hang in midair and raise your legs. That's hard to hang and bend your legs like in an L.
Okay.
But if you can hang off the bar and you have the playset right to your back. Hold on. Let me finish.
But you think I actually can lift my legs in an L? I don't. I just put my knees up.
So then, oh,
Yeah.
So then you you can use the back of the playset as like a fulcrum, and you can do leg raises.
Literally doing it right now in the studio. It's awesome.
Also dips. Well, so we'll do a dip station.
I know you're
I'm not done yet. I'm just not done yet.
But let me talk about something else.
You can also use the dip station to stretch your legs.
Okay. And we're also building a playset in Chicago next week.
Because we go there. We just go to random cities.
The Craftsman, Craftsman Tools, they have a Craftsman Experience. It's a storefront in Chicago. And we'll be building a playset, not this Real Wood, Real Fun playset, but a modified version of one that we found on Amazon, because they have their Mimic series going on right now and trying to show people how to build things that you can find online
build
and buy.
Build it instead of buy it.
Build it for less.
Yes.
And so we've made some modifications to it, too. Yeah. And it's similar to the one that we're building in our backyard right now.
Yeah, we've designed some assembly techniques to make it easier, faster, stronger, better, all those different
and
things.
And if play sets aren't your thing and you're just, this is inspiring you to build something in your backyard, realoutdoorliving.com has a lot of awesome plans and instructions to build other things.
Yes. To show you how.
To build with wood. Yeah. And, you know, projects that you might want to do at home, too.
Yeah, pressure-treated southern pine. It's rugged. It's safe. It's pretty. We're using number one EcoLife.
Yes.
Which is a treatment process more rather than a brand. And the number one lumber, is the grain is gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness. I like the number two side. The number two side.
The number two side is going to show bark and knots and those kinds of things.
I'm a fan of that because it shows the life of the wood. And life is imperfect. And, you know, I like to celebrate the imperfections because that's the fun part.
Well, catch up with us in Chicago next week
We're
broadcasting My Fix It Up
We'll
Life.
Be broadcasting our radio show live from Chicago. And we'll also be on at night, too, showing off how to build that project we were just talking about.
On the Craftsman Experience, which you can find on Facebook.
Yes, go to Facebook and tell us what you're working on at your house.
Follow us on Twitter. I almost forgot.
Check out our videos on YouTube. Check out the video of us on NBC10 on MyFixItUpLife.com.
Visit us at MyFixItUpLife.com. Share us your stories. Call us at 888-710-5557.
And
we'll check you from Chicago with My Fix It Up Life.
Face looking back at me, it might be not a conversation piece, it might be everything that I can't be, but I'd like to wait and see. You might be initials carved into a tree, you might be the holder of my front door key, you might be not on beach by sky blue sea, but I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes it feels we fight with the referee. But sometimes I thank God you walked into my life. My crazy fix it up life. You might be a white dress looking back at me. You might be a front door and a front porch swing. You might be little kids running at my feet, but I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we will fight with the referee. Sometimes I thank God that you're this is our fix it up life. Our crazy fix it up life. Crazy fix it up life. You might be the top branch of our family tree, and you might be grandkids running at my feet. You might be everything that I could dream, but
So I'm glad I'm waiting. Sometimes we agree just to agree, and sometimes we will fight with the referee, and sometimes I thank God you walked into my.